If you were going into a relationship, business partnership, let's say, would you think it would be wiser to look for a partner who had more ability, let's say, than compatibility, or would you prefer the more compatibility over their abilities or skills?
We would encourage you to attract a harmonious, compatible, talented being. You may have it all.
Have it all.
You do not need to attract one or the other.
Yeah, that's really it. In the area of government, who do you feel among us is the best qualified to set the standards and terms and conditions of life for the rest of us?
There truly is not one who has the broadness of perspective to speak for all. You have organized representatives, and that process is better than in many other places. But for the most part, it is very difficult for any one to speak clearly the perspective of any other.
So how would you envision the perfect form of government for us here?
A government that allows you freedom to be or do or have as you want. And that will come only when there is an understanding of how you're getting what you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
You see, your government, for the most part, is one of rules and regulations primarily established to protect one of you from the other of you.
Mm-hmm.
When you come to understand that you invite through thought, then your government can be established as it was begun, more to offer order rather than restriction or control.
Mm-hmm. Good, thank you. In the area of the relationships with animals, what do you see as what I'll call a natural relationship between man and animals, birds, insects, and plants, and so on?
All of you are here by your wanting to enjoy this wondrous earth. You are not here with same intent in all regards. While you are all wanting joy, your animals are not here with same intent as the physical man.
Go ahead.
The animals are here as enhancement of your life experience.
Now, do we have influence in that relationship between us and the other living things on earth, or do we only have control over them?
Control never proves to be very satisfying for either party, not the one controlling or not the one being controlled.
Mm-hmm.
You have great power of influence with all others when you are clear about what is important to you. You will find animals responding very clearly to you when you are clear about what is important to you. They are very sensitive beings. They are much closer to their inner being than most physical beings. And it is primarily because they are not so developed with their conscious thinking apparatus.
Mm-hmm.
Their instincts, as you say, are greater. Their sensing is greater. The animal senses if what man feels or means and what man says and does are in harmony. And so if you are already decided about what you want, and now your actions and words are in harmony with that decision, then your influence with the animal will be greater, and the experience for both will be satisfying.
Thank you. Now my final question in this area of general area of relationships would have to do with our relationships with the non-physical beings or intelligences. How would you describe what you see as the optimum relationship between current mankind and the current non-physical intelligence?
We are enjoying very much your question, for while you have not yet figured out how to get along with one another, now you are concerned about how to interact with those who are non-physical. The question is a very important one, and we are not making light of it.
Okay.
We're having a little bit of fun with you, for we are wanting to point out that it is important for you to understand that you live in a physical world because you have wanted to be part of this physical world. And in our interaction with you as non-physical beings, we are not wanting to divert your attention from what you are here to do.
Uh-huh.
You are here seeking companionship, seeking influence, seeking co-creating, seeking physical life experience. But your question has led to something that is very important, and that is this process of blending the physical being that you recognize as you and the inner you, which you may not yet recognize as you. The non-physical world is filled with all of the non-physical counterparts, if you will, of the physical beings. Every man, every woman, every child, every being who is in physical form, even the animals, have a greater, broader, older, wiser inner being that exists in the inner world. And a recognition of the existence of that part of you, and then a seeking of communication with that part of you, will enhance not only this wondrous physical experience that you are living, but will enhance that broader perspective as well.
Abraham, when a person has a job that they enjoy, but they're being harassed by, let's say, an oppressive, overbearing superior, do you recommend that they change jobs, or is there a better solution?
They have already, in part, discovered the solution if they are enjoying this job. In other words, if they are enjoying it, then they are obviously giving their attention to the part that they do like rather than to the overbearing, harassing
mm-hmm.
employer.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you give your attention to, you will attract more of.
Mm-hmm.
If you are interacting with another who is in absolute disharmony with you, you may find yourself in a position where no matter what you do, the other, because his intent is to give you a hard time, will. And in those instances, we would say it is best to be attracted to that which you are in harmony with and release that which is so uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But as we say to you, it is not possible for you to find harmony or satisfaction in this place where there is one who is annoying. Then, in the same way, we are saying to you, since this town you live in is not perfect, since there are those things that you do not like, it is not possible for you to have proper creating here, or in this world where there are things that you do not like, it is not possible for you to have effective creating, and that certainly is not the case. Your feeling has to do with your receiving of that stimulation. In other words, it has far less to do with the stimulation that is being offered than it does with the stimulation that you allow yourself to receive. Certainly, it is always easier to walk away from that which you are not in harmony with. But there are other ways.
Mm-hmm.
As we have stated earlier, it is simply taking your attention from that which displeases you and putting it upon that which does.